you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit and welcome to the GG Over Easy podcast. In today's episode, it is a questions and answers kind of episode. We go through and answer every question our Patreon stands have for us. So the topics and the answers vary, well, quite drastically. Yeah, it's a little bit all over the place. So if you like a little a la carte, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, kind of a buffet of a podcast, well, you've found it. We hope you guys enjoy this episode. With that said, let's get into it. Welcome back to GG Over Easy episode 39.
Wow.
We're officially, when is technically midlife crisis?
Wait.
We're there.
We've been 30 there. Away from 69. Nice.
Hey,
we've been there. Like, we've been at the midlife crisis.
Right, well, I'm feeling it now. It's hitting like a truck.
Are we talking about GG Easy or IRL?
yeah, well, you're not wrong.
We are close to 30.
Okay, a few things to cover real quick before we hop into today's episode stuff. First off, big oof from us, Rob. I don't know how we messed this up last episode. The whole time we're talking about the Zack Snyder cut.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, we're talking about BVS and not Justice League. I don't know why that didn't even register.
Because they're both shit.
Yeah, they both suck.
Because they're both bad.
Like, someone commented that. I was like, huh.
Yeah,
didn't we? Yeah, so.
You didn't get that many comments commenting on it because, like, you can't tell they couldn't tell the difference either.
Most people are like, yeah.
Blue also did not say anything, like, so
honestly, man, they're the same movie. Like,
that's
like,
odd. Yeah,
I think, I don't know what happened. Maybe you said, like, I think it was something like, but as long as they still have Jesse whatever in, and I was like, oh yeah, and then I just thought BVS was like, yeah, stupid freaking, and then we went off from there. So whoops, yeah. That's our bad.
Yeah,
what bad. Do you want from us, dude? We're fake news.
Bad movies.
Second off. Well, I'll edit into the video if it has actually swapped to a new channel. I'm looking into putting the podcast on a new dedicated channel.
That's exciting.
But it's also, right now, it's really confusing with YouTube policies and partner program stuff. So I'm trying to figure it out. So hopefully it's there. But if not, the audio is still going to be everywhere you're used to. So hello, audio listeners. Hello.
So is this the last, like, this could potentially be the last, like, one. So is this, like, we had Legacy, now is this, like,
no, we'll
Ensemble something?
The Encore. No, it'll still go, like, we're still going to keep numbering and stuff. It's just, I don't think I'm going to bother to upload all 39 or whatever on the new channel.
Okay, I figured that.
Because it might also just flood it or whatever, so I'm going to make a playlist. And it'll just link to all the first ones. And then we'll just go starting from if this is 39 or 40, whatever. But it should hopefully help the podcast because with the way the algorithm works and stuff, I think it would be better if
it's like
we did
known as like a podcast channel or something like that.
Yeah. That's at least the thinking. If it doesn't work, I guess you know, failed experiment.
So click here to pre-subscribe.
Yeah, yeah. So, wait. So, do we celebrate if it's yay? Welcome to the new channel.
Yay! I got.
Yeah, but champagne. Maybe not. We don't know. Yeah,
but also maybe not.
We're figuring it out.
I'm actually not a big fan of champagne. It's not that great.
What?
I don't like
champagne. Yeah. Is tight.
No. I mean, it's tight. Yeah, champagne is very tight, but it's not like tasty.
Dude, I'm a sucker for that fruity, bubbly stuff. Like, it just gets to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know where I stand on alcohol in general. So. You'd be hard pressed to find any alcohol where I'd go like, that's not bad.
You'd be hard pressed to find anything edgy about you.
Hey, I thought, dude, I had you try some of that strawberry yum yum.
He's just such a good boy. I hate it.
Hey, if you watched, the day we're recording this is Thursday, May 28th, but I posted a video of Golf It today, and everybody's like, whoa, Mr. Fruit's like changed, because I made like a lot of innuendos, and people were like, whoa, dude, like
innuendos.
Which is weird, because like that's the because you've literally
I've always penis, like stuff like that. Yeah,
changing, dude. I don't like that.
But everybody's like, whoa.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, sorry. So, I'm getting canceled. But aside from that, new me. What can I say?
How well have we done considering? How well have we done? How good have we done? I mean, honestly, you have to think about it. We haven't been canceled yet. Like, what?
Longer than my high school announcements, I'd say.
Okay, never mind. So,
yeah, actually, yeah.
If that's the bar.
Cut the track. Don't let them know about that. I found out what it was called. Remember? What was it called again?
Real Talk.
That's right. Real Talk. Yeah. Real Talk.
Real Talk.
That's funny.
So with that, today's special episode is dedicated to our Patreon stands. We're going
now, don't
to
get
be
it confused. You can still watch it. Like, it's not like Patreon only thing. Yeah.
Right.
So like,
yeah. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. They're still like normal. You still watch it.
You still listen.
Yes.
It's just we're gonna be going through all our Patreons questions, every single one of them. Every
skipping
burning question they've had. However
whatever's
shallow
on
or
there,
deep.
I'm reading it.
Yeah. Yep. So this will be interesting. Should be quite an array of stuff, though. So,
hey, this is actually a great question, I feel like, to kind of start us off.
You know what else is a great question?
Oh, what, Blue?
A review.
Is a review.
Hey, I thought about it the same time.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it.
I was like, wait, ad review? And then I went through the steps. I was like, ad. And I was like, wait.
Okay, I'm pulling like one up now. Let's find ourselves a GG Over Easy podcast review.
Now, we're only reading the 5-star ones, correct?
Oh, still of course.
If we were to read like a 4 or 1-star, that's just
probably, we're going to start getting
flooded. I just put the idea that, oh, they might read my 4-star on the podcast.
Here, I am going to randomly scroll and select a review that could be any stars. But I found a 5-star one. Oh, that's
naturally just because we're just a 5-star podcast.
We have here from Sloths 5. Love you and this.
Oh.
5 stars. This is the best 8.5-star podcast out there.
Whoa.
If you're looking for something to laugh about and to make yourself big brain. Wait a minute. Is he trying to say that he feels big brain because listen to us? He's like, wow, those guys are stupid.
Is this still part of the review, or is this your thought?
This is me kind of riffing.
He's laughing with us, not at us.
Because okay. Right? Obviously we have big brains, dude. Right?
yeah. We're
still... Why else would I have this giant forehead, dude?
I just imagine like what you're saying exactly is like, still brain. Written in the review, like
yeah, just all like in small script.
That'd be so weird.
Rob, Fruit, and Blue bring you a podcast that has it all, from gaming to big brain moments and to stories. Love you guys. You are all MVPs. Thank you very much, Sloths.
Thanks,
appreciate
Kevin
that.
Durant.
The Gamba review read worked off.
Mm-hmm, did.
Very fun. And now we Gamba read off questions.
So the first one is from Robbie, not me. Have you guys seen the new Minecraft Dungeons game? Do you have any future plans on playing it?
I've seen a lot of it, and it kind of seems like a really casual ARPG. So that's why I want to give it a shot. I haven't heard the greatest things about it, though, for some reason. But I still want to try it. It seems tight. I mean, a Minecraft ARPG, that sounds...
Did someone say Minecraft?
I think Christian's the only one who's played it, right?
Yes, I've almost beaten it. Well, it's short. So for those unaware, it's out now. You can play for free if you have Xbox Game Pass. Otherwise, it's $19.99. So it's not meant to be like a, you know, massive game per se, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, like if you wanted to just play and go through all the story missions or whatever, like just straight through once, probably take like 4 hours. MTashed and I, though, we were playing through it. One, we cranked up the difficulty as high as we could every single time. That probably meant it took a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. We also did, you can find like secret dungeons and levels, which unlocks like secret levels. And we did like one or two of those. So we got a little sidetracked. But aside from that, yeah, it's like, I would equate it to like a watered down, like a simplified ARPG or like a watered down, I wouldn't even say Diablo, just ARPG in general. So if you've never played the genre, it's certainly a good place to start. Really approachable.
Super casual, like almost too casual to the point where I don't
Mean it's Minecraft.
Yeah, I mean they need to.
I love how Rob plays literally the most casual game in existence, and he's like, ah, no, bro, but like my server is popping, dude, but like this is a no casual allowed build server, bro.
Christian is the Minecrafter now. That crown is, I don't think I could do 300 days in like survival, like on hardcore. Like that's not like, I don't know, that part of Minecraft like isn't fun for me. I like I like building fun stuff.
See, this is the perseverance of Fruit, though, because in the past month he has totally thrown two different of his hardcore series, one in Minecraft and then two in Black and White, but he's still come back and managed to make it work. Like, that's perseverance.
It was like fine print. It didn't make sense. It's not. We're not going to talk about it.
But you're still going, right? Like, that's the lesson thing. In all of it.
Yeah. Like, never give up. You know what I'm saying?
Even so when it's not a Nuzlocke.
Do what?
So it's not a Nuzlocke then.
No, it is a Nuzlocke.
But it's not.
Oh my gosh. We could go into this forever.
He's having flashbacks.
But essentially, like, literally, the gist of it is if you black out, you lose. But I didn't black out, I didn't lose any money. I didn't white. I didn't respawn into PC, and because because levels are it's the only place in the game where levels are all normalized.
There it is.
You can't use items, and the enemy trainers, Pokemons weren't randomized. Like nothing about the randomizer worked. So it doesn't count.
Meet Cherry.
You're just trying to get me all riled up. All right. Next question. Minecraft Dungeons, pretty cool. Content-wise, I don't know. It might just stick to the stream. I might make like a highlight video. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like it's something I can like just sink my teeth into. I thought it'd be something way bigger. I thought it was going to be way more.
No, I'm waiting for the Riot ARPG for that.
This one is from Winky Dinky. When is the next Destiny 2 Dream Team video? And then four emojis of like the sad pleading eye one, you know, like the kawaii eye, like watering, like you're like about to cry.
Little like, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I would say ask Bungie.
Oh, jeez.
When you give us something to make a video on, then we're all like, hey, let's actually do this. And it's not like Rob's like, bro, don't make me. Don't make me do it.
I will. You know I will.
You know what's kind of crazy to think about? Our video series on the Olympics literally had more production value than Bungie's Olympic event.
You're not wrong.
Where's the lie, though? worked so... Bro, first of all, the Olympics was a team effort, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was like a full-ass team effort, and that was rough because, man, did that teach me the lessons of the internet of, wow, people can really be mean even when you're doing like a play, like a fun little...
Yeah, I think people were more invested in those teams than they were in this card game.
Fuck Blue West, though. Eat dick. Penguins suck.
Like, Mr. First the worst. Robin needs to die.
I'm sorry.
Countless death threats. Countless.
I still get him to this day.
What is our last Destiny 2 video? Can you guys say off the top of your head right now what our last Destiny 2 video was?
I think it was like an Iron Banner video.
Maybe, yeah. I honestly...
It's
been a little while. I'll start scrolling while you talk.
I think it was an Iron Banner video for like 2 months after Shadowkeep. Like that was the best...
I don't think... I don't think we've done anything.
Trials. It has to be Trials.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It has to be Trials.
I think it was the video where we go flawless, and the last thing we say is like, no, I have to, Rob's like, I never have to play this game again or something.
And we never did.
Yeah, and then.
Well, you guys didn't. I'm still kind of invested in it.
No, you're playing a lot of Final Fantasy now.
I've played some. I mean, I got the stupid Felwinter's Lie. I got the, yeah. What's that? The friggin' exotic.
How much game time
gun.
Is that?
The machine gun was stupid, but the Felwinter's Lie was only like 2 hours, maybe.
Yeah,
it wasn't that bad.
It's crazy to think that this is probably the first season in probably since like last year in Season of the Drifter where I've spent less than honestly less than like 5 hours a week on this game, if that.
Yeah, I'll go on Steam and I'll look and it'll say like friends played and it'll say the Blue West are like 6 hours played recently, which is like a week. I'm like, wow, wow. I'm happy for it. I'm like, good for him. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we're all you. He made it.
My current schedule is log on, do a Grandmaster Nightfall with like PG and Hassan, and then
dip,
then log out. That's it.
Well, I mean, watched, like, what else is there to do? It's not like, and that's pretty much it.
I watched a video Sammy posted of you guys playing like a Final Fantasy 14 raid. It looked actually pretty sick. It looked like really cool.
Oh, where did he put it? I didn't see
it. It was on his YouTube channel. It was like a raid and it had like, it was,
oh,
cool.
It was the Alliance
like,
raid.
It had like stairs. It was a labyrinth or something like that.
It was Labyrinth of the Ancients. It's so there's these 24 man raids in Final Fantasy. They're super chill. But yeah, it's legit 24 man, 3 squads of 8. You just go in and beat the shit out of these giant bosses.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
Yeah, it's super fun.
And I was like, that looks way more fun than anything Destiny related right now. And I was happy that you were doing that instead.
We're happy.
This is the most time I've invested in a different game in a long time. So I mean,
does it feel wrong? Do you feel like you're cheating?
It feels right. It feels right, Mr. Fruit.
That's what I like to hear. You know what else feels right? The next question. Oh, I was just going to help segue. Yeah.
Okay. Ethan Stevenson says, "What is your favorite breakfast cereal?"
Oh, dude, I gotta go. I'm a huge Honey Bunches of Oats stan, dude. I love Honey Bunches of Oats.
I feel like I've only had that like twice.
With the almonds?
Never got
with
that.
Almonds. Yeah. Ooh. You don't like almonds? Me. What?
I do.
I don't like nuts.
I do.
Sorry.
But just like, I feel like an 88-year-old woman when I eat like
you guys are, oh my God. You guys are probably the type of dudes who like cashews. Like not even.
No, I don't like any nuts. Just any nuts, I'm out. That's it.
Before we started, I actually had a bowl of cereal. This was Special K strawberries, and
Special
it's the
K
best.
Is tight. Yeah.
Now that is my favorite. Yeah, is Special K.
Little strawberry slices.
Mm. Yeah, it's so good.
You know, I'm afraid to admit it, but
he's gonna hit Frosted Flakes.
I can't tell you the last time I had cereal.
What?
What? I'm talking years. Like I don't remember the last time I've had cereal.
Cereal's like comfort food.
Yeah, I don't.
It's just
don't
so
know.
Easy. Like yeah. That's what I love about it. It's just literally milk and cereal.
Dude, milk is underrated.
But the problem
is too good.
Milk is not underrated. Milk is actually overrated.
No, what?
Oh, that's a hot take. Milk overrated.
Like I will never just drink a glass of milk. Like that's
what? Dude, I could fuck up a glass of milk.
Ew.
How is that gross?
That's just gross. What do you mean?
Dude, I could fuck up a nice cold glass
like you're
of
just
milk
like
right now.
Like drinking a glass of milk? Ew.
It's so good. What?
The only time I'll ever drink milk is if I have it one cereal or cookies and milk. That's it.
You can't honestly sit here and say when you're done with the cereal, you don't drink the milk.
Of course I do.
You're goddamn right you do.
But the cereal milk, it changes it. It's not just milk, you know? It's a
new
cereal
milk.
But it's still...
It creates a new...
But the base is still there. You just added a little seasoning onto it.
Yeah, but the seasoning makes it way better, and milk is just gross.
And by seasoning, he means sugar and a lot of it.
Yes.
Dude, I could mess up. Fruit, could you? Fruit, you got to be with me on this. I could mess up a glass, like a nice cold glass of milk at night.
I will say, I could go for like a glass, but then it's like, okay, I'm milked out for now.
Yeah, no, 100%.
It's not something I'm gonna like, but like a nice.
There's
glass,
a limited
I'm
milk there. Meter.
Yeah,
I also get extremely gassy, so take that information as you will.
See, I can't really measure that because everything makes me gassy.
So what's your favorite cereal?
I had one
at some point.
Go back into the corridors of Mr. Fruit's mind and think about, man, what cereal really hit different?
Probably Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
I have that in my pantry as well. But it's like the family brand where it's not Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but it just comes in a bigger bag. But it's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like.
But it might as well be. Although I found it never hit as good as like the actual Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You're right about that, but it's just like, come on. You got to cut corners in some places, and I just cut it in my cereal. Whatever.
That'd have to be my cereal, though.
Okay. This next question is from Not Blue Wheatloaf, 112.
Oh, we got some Robs and Blues.
Hello, cosplayers.
We know that you guys have done previous episodes where you talk about food, everything from toasted buns to types of ramen. Although there will be no summit this year due to Corona, would you guys ever do a food review/mukbang alone or with the dream team?
So I was actually thinking about this a lot, right? And I was actually I had like a straight up plan to pitch to you guys for Fruit Summit. Because we have so many different people in the group, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do a thing where everybody makes their own
dish,
and then we all like eat it.
Oh,
I thought it was kind of like
we had to record that. What do you mean? Like, of course.
Well, not necessarily, but I was like, I thought it would be like, that'd be fun little like bonding experience where like, tonight Blue's making dinner, ooh, and then here's Rob. See. Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
well, but I mean, it would be tight if we did like a mukbang.
If you guys are down for like frozen pizzas and some PB&J, you guys are in for a mean ass meal. Let me tell you.
Rob's tonight on the menu we have Tostinos and like
You got Funyuns.
Tostinos de pepperoni.
Oh, you guys would like the dosidos.
We also have some Thin Mints.
Coming right up.
Speed Right 2.
Would you Dr. like carbonated Pepper? Or not carbonated?
Yes, a honey bun. I got a lot of stuff in my desk right now.
It's so sugary. I'm impressed. I don't know if I could physically do a mukbang. Because I can't even watch those. They trigger me too much.
You have to eat like...
Yeah, that's like, why I'm, like you doing that right then was like, ooh.
You didn't, okay, but you didn't lose it when you're eating. Okay, you might lose it to mukbangs, but that doesn't mean like you struggle like, eating at a table with people.
I mean, if I was the only one doing it, but if I was next to you guys and you're like, I would probably kill you guys.
How do you go to dinner with people? What?
No, the mukbang and like eating with somebody else is totally different.
Like normally, people usually with their mouths closed and like manners. Plus, there's some ambiance. The whole point of a mukbang is like ASMR eating. Well, that's the point of a mukbang.
Yeah, isn't like the point of a mukbang to like just fucking
up the sensitivity on that mic.
You don't necessarily have to like go to town. Like you just have to sit there and eat and then talk about stuff with your homies. It's not. You act like it's like a challenge. Like you mukbang challenge. I have to eat this amount of food.
Let's eat. And for me, it'd be like, can I make it through this? That would be my goal. And spoilers, I probably wouldn't. Maybe that would make for some good content.
Bro, you would be fine. I've seen you eat shoulder to shoulder canes with people. All right. You went in.
I did.
The mukbang challenge. That's funny. I would do it if we didn't have to be like, that's gross. Like, I'm not have you seen the ones where it's like they dip like a meat claw in like sauce and then they're like,
some of the trends for mukbangs are really gross.
Yeah.
A lot of the fish stuff, miss me with that. Like the raw fish. Or like that horrible person who's eating like the octopus live or whatever. Or was it a squid? I don't remember what it was.
I don't get that. I don't get it.
I think it was an octopus.
Like something like moving in my mouth. Ew, no. No. All right, next question.
Good idea, though. We'll do that next summit.
Yeah.
I like that idea, Blue, with the cooking.
See, I thought it was a nice.
And then we could do make it like a spoof on like Kitchen Chef or something like that. And it's like,
what is this?
What have you made for us today? And it's like, today I've made you Funyuns crusted on top of a bean dip Frito layer.
It could be like a Hell's Kitchen type thing where you have to present it to Gordon, but it's like a committee. It's like fruit and datto and we could drop Claire in there. I feel like she'd be a great judge.
And then when it's like cooking, it like cuts to the person like you in the background, like talking about your performance. Like, I really just right there, I just thought I messed up. And it's like
just a lot of us eating, cutting back to a cold shot of you just like not saying anything, looking nervous. Like us eating, you looking nervous.
Rob just presents a bowl of Special K. He's like, yeah, so today I made you some Special K. Now this is some extra vitamin D milk and the Special K flakes with some fillets of strawberry. Yeah, I hope you enjoy. Thank you, Chef.
I think it's funny. It's like, today I prepared you Special K with whole milk. And then Christian's like, did you say whole milk?
No, did you just say whole milk?
I prefer 2%.
You say whole milk. It's a bit stupid, isn't it?
And then you go back, it like cuts you in the back, and they're like, I hope they don't realize the Special K was like expired.
Yeah. Like, and as I poured the Special K and there was 5 seconds left on the clock, I realized that this was 6-year-old Special K.
So you're like, it's antique. It's been finely aged.
Antique Special K. Oh my God, dude.
Sign me up.
All right. So we got a question from Peter Lockmeyer. Who has your favorite Pokemon during all your Nuzlocks, both on and off screen, and why? Also, can I get a chandelier for my girl's 50?
On the chandelier.
Is 50 the stupid chandelier Pokemon that you had?
You take that back.
I hate
chandelier. It's not a clutch. Stupid one, but it's a sick one. Yeah,
that's a dumb Pokemon.
I love chandelier. Chandelier is the only like Pokemon that's based on an object that gets a pass.
This is a Pokemon
that is not even remotely. No, that is okay, not.
That's Pixar.
Right.
Oh my! Write that down. Write that down. Yes. Yes. You're a hater,
like,
dude.
Matuda's right. Matuda's watching the podcast because he loves the podcast, right? Of Matuda's course. Like, wait a minute, that's the next Pokemon.
He's like, wait, no meme. Like, that's kind of sick. New starter. I would probably say my favorite would be Porkchop. He was our first starter on the first Nuzlocke on the channel, and then he died. And then he died a very quick and unfortunate end. In fact, we lost the entire lock. He was a Larvitar.
Oh, that's right. You got dumpstered. Yeah,
we fought the first gym leader who had a Gabite that knew Dragon Rage and literally one shot my entire team. I couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
So I'd probably say Porkchop. Memories.
Dude, you just know how to like throw the entire Tyranitar line.
Like,
there's some casualties about that. T-Tar line has casualties.
I know. They're a curse, dude. I've realized times four weaknesses, they're baits, dude. You just gotta
dude,
be like,
what do you mean they're baits? They're times four weaknesses.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like T-Tar, like they throw a fighting move, and then I'm like, oh Jesus! Like on my team, that's what I'm saying. I don't know, man.
The Mr. Fruit Red is gonna find the Mr. Fruit Red is gonna be like, oh, so that's how? Oh, so he thinks four times. Okay, all right, oh, Mr. Fruit, all right.
Oh, so you're killing him on purpose then? No.
So what exactly? Okay, so they're asking what has been your favorite Pokemon?
Like, yeah, you've done a Nuzlocke, right, Blue? Awesome.
In your,
in like yours, like in your own, like
in a Nuzlocke?
Yeah,
specifically. Honestly, it's probably my Empoleon. I named him. Look, I'm not going to tell you his name. I was a young kid.
No, what is it?
You gotta tell us now.
I literally named him Happy Feet because
don't push me.
I'm sorry. I was literally like this dumb 14-year-old kid doing a Nuzlocke. But dude, Empoleon carries in Nuzlocks. Like he resists everything.
Yeah.
He's nuts. Yeah, that's probably my favorite. That's probably the favorite Pokemon I've ever had in Nuzlocke. That's probably where I got such a attributed to my undying love for penguins. I think that was the first time I was like, damn, penguins are kind of fucking tight.
Wait
like,
a second.
I didn't really think much of Piplup in the Empoleon line when it originally released, and I think that's where I was like, man, dude, Empoleon's tight.
Your life changed at that moment.
Yeah, Empoleon's just so good, man. He in Nuzlocke specifically, he just resists everything. He's nuts.
My favorite one was I don't play. But I watch, and Christian's Snorlax was cool.
Oh, bro. Pour one out.
Yeah. Yikers.
And it's really funny how he dies. That was
It's so unpoetic, dude.
And then like
it really is hilarious. Random encounter. Oh, he's it's a critical hit.
And then doing the stats now, whatever, dude. Not important. All right, next question.
You hate to see it.
Dustin why rich? We'll go with that. Any Pokemon theme here. Any Pokemon that you want to get an evolution that you think deserves one?
Oh man. There's a lot.
I'm like thinking. I would love to see an evolution from Raichu. I would love Pikachu to get a third evolution.
See, Raichu
would be weird though after a stone.
That would be tight, but it's kind of after a stone. Plus they have Pichu, so there's really no.
Oh yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah, I guess. But maybe then I'll give him a fourth. Fuck it.
But plus they just get plus they have Alolan Raichu, so there's Raichu's already gotten the his fix.
Okay, I'll say give my boy Toxicroak an Evo.
What?
That'd be sick. I'd love him, but then I'd have a third one to love. I'd have Krogan Toxicroak.
Like a fourth evolution?
No, it's only Krogan Toxicroak.
Oh.
Really?
Although, okay, so I'll stand
really
by
want
this.
A third.
I know. It doesn't it doesn't need a third. I guess there would be more ones that's like more pressing. I'd like to see that. I still think Buflant should still I still stand by the fact that he should be Tauros's evolution. I still think that. Maybe
who
that's
should?
Just me. Buflant. I looked at the first
the
time I saw
Afro
that.
Bowl.
The first time I saw that, I was like, "Oh my god, they gave Tauros an evolution."
He's a tight Pokémon though. Yeah, for sure, but
oh, that is tight. Yeah.
I totally thought it was, Taurus is emo.
That's, dude.
That's tough.
All right, Rob. No, he already said Raichu. Dude, that's so tough.
Yeah, I think Raichu would be sick. Like, that would be really dope.
Damn, man. That's okay, I have to think about it. This is a rough one.
Yeah.
Mew 3 would be also insane.
They already have Mega Evolution, so that won't happen. Damn, man. I guess my knee-jerk response is I think Dunsparce deserves an Evo.
Go this from, like, dumb absolute pleb to Chad?
Yeah, that's what I thought when, like, when I first played Dunsparce, he's like this little... He's tight. He's such a cool Pokemon design, but he's so...
That's
useless.
It?
Yeah.
What do you... Aw, feel
that's
gross.
All
I think he means is, like, he doesn't evolve.
That's it. He doesn't evolve.
Yeah, like he doesn't evolve.
When I saw Dunsparce, I thought, "Oh, this is like the Gyarados of this game. Like he's gonna evolve into something tight, and then he just stays there."
Is he a bug?
He's just normal type.
Huh. I always think he's ground for some reason, but yeah, he's just normal.
Dunsparce is he's like when you see that thing, you're like, "Oh, what does that evolve into?"
Yeah, like nothing. I can't believe that just has no evolution. It feels like a waste of a Pokemon.
It's like, oh, that's gonna evolve into something tight. It does not evolve.
All right, that one's definitely one of the ones I would agree that if they're gonna give one, probably give that so that it's not just complete trash.
Yeah,
it would like redeem Dunsparce. Otherwise, I don't know. Maybe I'll just say Miltank. Sure. Get like a giant beast cow.
Oh, mega
giant,
cow.
Bigger cow.
Yeah, just like 12 udders. And then, and the only move it learns is Mega Rollout. Maybe.
Next question is from Flaming Taco Fury. When everything is on the line, what is your strategy for rock, paper, scissors? That's pretty simple. I honestly tell the person I'm going rock, and I go rock every time. Because normally then they start going like, what is he doing? And then I just go rock every time. And normally that wins me every game.
Normally I just throw whatever I threw last. Because I try not to overthink it.
So then you always stay on the same one then.
Yeah. So like, let's say I just threw rock and I lost rock. I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. Everything's on the line. They're going to psych themselves out. They'll say there's no way he's going to rock again. Oh my God, he got me.
There's absolutely no way.
There's no way he's going to. He did it.
Yeah, honestly, I'll just like straight up call out what I'm gonna do, and that's usually like one free bait.
There's no way he's gonna do what he said.
Yeah, no, you think, right? You thought, oh, there's no way he's gonna do what he said. No, people will be like, oh, he's gonna go rock.
Plus, then like, you're like, ah, okay, then I'll do paper. But wait, but he, yeah, exactly. He said that. So then they're going to go scissors.
Yeah, exactly. So you're like, I'm going to do rock. Like mid, like rock, paper.
And then
I'm
going to do rock. And you win.
Yeah. And then I'm going to do, like, that's how you joke and you're like, oh, that's stupid. There's no way that works every time. If mid rock, paper, scissors, you're like, rock, paper, I'm going to go rock. They're like, oh, paper. And then, nope, scissor, bitch.
It's a very deep
dumpster.
Destroyed.
Even if that person is like, oh, there's no way he goes rock. You're still in that person's head now because now they just don't know.
True.
Yeah.
So now you're playing double mind games.
Wow.
It's big brain.
That's 4D rock, paper, scissors.
Well, now everybody's going to beat us in rock, paper, scissors because we revealed our strategies. Or we just changed the metagame. Like, there's a rock, paper, scissors, like, thread that, like, hey, new strategies.
Like, these
out.
Guys like, just, like, cracked it, dude. Yeah. Like, it's insane.
New patch.
And a new ad read.
Oh.
Let's get into that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, where in this episode we're talking about pretty much everything there is to talk about, including but not limited to this next question.
Yeah, this is really an interesting one to actually start with. If in the future you become a ruthless dictator and someone is sent back in time to kill you, what would be the best time to travel back to? Yeah, it's a pretty loaded question.
When was I at my
first of all, that's a nasty question. Shame on you for asking. No.
Yeah, dude. Of course.
If I become a ruthless dictator, the best time to kill me is just when I'm a baby, right? Like, just, you know.
Like when I'm sick or like on the toilet. Where I'm just like, huh?
That's your most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Or maybe when you're having a migraine.
Yeah, that's what, or like sick, like I'm in bed. What am I gonna do? I'm like, no, bro, stop.
Have you changed your glasses yet? Speak of the headaches.
No, dude, because I can't. I still got like 2.5 weeks to my appointment. Ridiculous.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. I guess when I'm a baby, like that's. I guess that's everyone's answer, right?
I guess that feels like a cop out, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, I don't want to cop out with that.
So I guess more specifically,
I got lost in Toys R Us for the first time, and I cried for about 20 minutes until my parents found me.
That'd be a good chance, yeah.
Because it was one of those things where, like, I just kept walking, and they just were, like, one, like, just almost, like, away from me, and I thought I was lost forever.
I'd say sophomore year when my girlfriend and I broke up. Hmm. You know, just shoot me then.
Just do it.
Yeah, I would have been so melodramatic. Like, my life's over anyway. I have nothing to live for. Maybe then she'll realize what she's missing out on.
Oh, I don't know if Blue's back. We may have started the podcast without
Blue. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're good. Ooh, okay. Let's get it, and that's why you started it.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
I don't know. Honestly, like, what better way to do it than, like if I was just a ruthless dictator, like, just go back in time, no problems. Right after I pop out and they put me in, like, one of those baby beds, like, what better time is there?
Yeah.
Like if you really had to, right? Like, if you really had to.
If you want to be real cold, too.
Write a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get no bar as hell, too, why even wait for that? Just shoot my mom when she's, like, pregnant with me.
Yeah. You know, like, why to go there? But then I had the Terminator to protect him because I knew you were coming for me.
Spoilers, I did not.
So it's easy question. Easy question.
Next question is from Dylan Jimenez. He asks, Blue, what are your thoughts on the last story arc on the Clone Wars show? Have you guys gotten any new show suggestions? I've gone through so many IDK what to watch anymore. Thank you guys for what you do. Love you all.
So, I mean, I don't want to do spoilers because Clone Wars just came out. But, dude.
It's pretty fresh.
I just want to say how good the people who run Clone Wars are, because this last season single-handedly improved how good this last season was, improved how good of a movie episode 3 was. It made episode 3 a better movie. I promise you. It is so good. Like, the show just respects so much about the entire universe, and I was in heaven. There's one scene last season. Oh my god, I think it's only like 10 episodes.
Okay.
Dude, how many episodes? Hold up, one sec.
Did you watch it, Christian?
No, I'm still seasons and seasons behind.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still only like 2 seasons way back when.
I kind of just want to watch this one and just say screw it.
People
will be like, oh my gosh.
My new show recommendation, though, would be The Last Kingdom. Just finished it.
The Last Kingdom.
Great. It was 11 episodes. Never mind. I mean, that's pretty close. Clone Wars S tier. Just go watch it. Clone Wars starts off a little shaky, but, like, trust me, once you get to, like, once you, like, season to season gets better, Clone Wars is tight.
Are all the seasons on Disney Plus?
I want to say yes.
I would assume so.
Okay. What's your show, Christian?
The Last Kingdom. It's on Netflix. Great.
Last Kingdom. What is it about? I've never heard of it.
Well, it's about this the Saxon who when he was a young boy was supposed to be heir to this land called Bebbanburg, but the Danes, aka Vikings, came over, took it away from him, and then Earl Ragnar actually took him under his wing as his son and raised him, so he went from, like, the Saxon to a Dane, more or less. Maybe not, like, born in Dane, but he was raised, and he was pretty much a Viking himself. And it starts off with some betrayal, and then they try and pin it on him, saying he was trying to get back this whole time, and he's still a Saxon. He's like, no, I'm a Dane, but then no one's listening, and so he has to figure out what to do, and you just got to watch it from there. It's good. But it's like Vikings and Knights, so, like, I'm there.
Sydney and I have been watching this show on Netflix. I forget what it's called, but it's, like, this show where, like, they throw, like, plants and, like, they build, like, big structures and it's made of plants. And it's, like, it's almost like the Great Britain Bake Show. But instead, like, now they just build these giant plant structures and it's really awesome. Except we just finished it yesterday, so now we're sad.
The show hole, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, it's, like, a really cool show. I forget what it's called, but it's really cool. That's what I would recommend.
Well, there you go. Now you got some shows to watch.
Let me see the next one. The next one is from Jameson Tanner. Is there any particular moment in your life that helped you push you or guide you to where you are today? Parentheses. Can be in either your professional, your personal or professional life.
The day I sold my Wii for an Xbox 360.
We need poggers.
It yeah. It unknowingly led me to where I am here today. All because of Halo.
That's true. Like that would have never have happened.
That or college. College was a big wake up. Changed a lot of my mindsets and then also made me have to realize what I was doing.
Very true.
Okay. Run back the question again.
The question again is there a particular moment in your life that helped you push you or guide you where you are today?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Just making sure I'm clear on that.
I guess like if I think about like in the way Christian thought about it, I guess when my mom's house got robbed and they stole the PlayStation 2, but renter's insurance, she was able to get us a new gaming console, and I wanted to get an Xbox instead of a PlayStation 2. Because I could play Xbox Live, and then that's when I set up like Halo 2 Xbox Live and stuff, and that's when I was like, gaming is sick.
Yep.
And way cooler than playing soccer.
That in the most general sense.
I guess it was when my parents bought me Pokemon Yellow. I think that was...
Oh, there you go.
Because like, I feel like of all the things...
That's your origin.
Of all the butterfly effects, I feel like for us, yeah, like whatever games kind of kicked off is probably... the biggest reason we're here right now. So
it was probably Pokemon Yellow, and I haven't experienced inspiration like that since.
Did you get that for Christmas or your birthday? Or
that's for my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Gotta love Pokemon Yellow, dude.
But my parents, yeah, they got me this janky Game Boy. I mean, they're all janky now that I'm thinking about it. And it was Pokemon. It was Yellow. And I loved it so much. And they were like, oh, wow, he really likes Pokemon. I mean, wow, I've never seen him interested in anything. You know?
Wait, so, now,
do you get Pikachu in Pokemon Yellow, like as a starter?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Yellow was the first one I played. And then I went on to Red and Blue. But I loved Pokemon so much. My parents even ended up getting me like the special like limited edition like Pokemon Yellow Pikachu Game Boy version.
I wanted that.
I have it right in front of me right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the one with Togepi and Pikachu on it. Yeah. It's yellow. And that's
jealous.
Yeah. It's tight.
Did you guys ever play that that Pokemon game that came out on the Nintendo 64 where it was like you could talk to Pikachu? Like it was like a
hey there, Pikachu.
Yeah.
I did not, unfortunately. Hey, that would have been something else.
I had.
I think that was GameCube, though.
No, it's Nintendo 64, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, because then I think on GameCube they made.
Like, look in the chat.
It's like some farm one. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. I never had that though.
Yeah, you could like talk to people. It was so bad; it never worked. It was terrible. I got it, and it was the worst thing ever.
I've been lied to.
But like Pokemon Snap was so sick. Oh, like that one was sick.
So good.
Is that what is okay? This broad question: what's the best Pokemon game on the N64?
Stadium 2.
Stadium, easy.
Yeah.
No, Pokemon Snap.
I don't know.
I'm with Christian. I think Stadium 2 is the best one.
Pokemon Snap.
I mean, Snap is good. Don't get me wrong. But Stadium 2 with the mini games alone. And then you still have like the rental battles you can do through like the whole paths and everything, and then being able to like import your Pokemon. But it was like that was sick.
It's super tight. Don't get me wrong.
Why isn't that a thing anymore? But like, why can't they make a Pokemon Stadium 3?
Well, the closest thing we have was Pokemon Battle Revolution.
Yeah, there's no really no reason to have a stadium.
How
game
lit
now.
Would it be?
Yeah. I mean, right now...
All the Pokemon games are going to be on Switch from now on, so yeah. There's really no reason at all to
have
Stadium
3 coming to the Switch. Every Pokemon, every fighter.
See, the problem with that is people only loved the Stadium games because they could see their Pokemon like in the current gen of hardware. right? And it's like, oh, I could see my Pokemon like in real, like in good graphics, but there's no need for that now because it's already on the Switch. I mean,
yeah. Unless they wanted to make some weird, like hyper realistic looking abominations.
Yeah, stadium games were only as good as the fact that there was no mainline games on a home console.
And now the games you would normally play were black and white with like 8 pixels. So
yeah, so there was demand for like really seeing your Pokemon in higher quality.
What a game, dude! October 10th, March 26th, 2001. Yep, because I got it for Easter. I remember that.
You know what game I do want another one of is Pokemon Colosseum. That game.
Oh yeah,
I tried it, dude.
Gale
I
was of Darkness. So
tight. Colosseum XD Gale of Darkness. Oh. Shadow Lugia. Sick. What a storyline.
That was the closest we've had to like a action adventure game.
Yeah.
Let's see what our next question is here. Griffin asks, what do you think is easier to start, to stream or make a YouTube video?
Honestly, YouTube, you can have it be creative. You need, honestly, with YouTube, you need a mic, you need editing software and some video games. And you could do a lot with a little when it comes to YouTube. With Twitch, the standard for a streamer is so high now.
Yeah, like a scuffed zero viewer Andy is going to have a hard time.
Yeah, because you don't like quality purposes. Like,
Twitch requires like a certain level of production. And if you don't have a certain level of production, like you have to be like super engaging. Whereas with YouTube, like you could with YouTube. See, the thing about YouTube is people fucking love memes, and YouTube is a video uploading site where your stuff is there forever. So you could just upload straight memes and someone would get it.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I like this guy.
Exactly. Whereas on Twitch, it's like, I'm not fucking watching this. Clicks off the stream.
I mean, go back 10 years. What you needed to succeed on what would have been Justin TV at the time was just stream.
Yeah,
it didn't matter what it looked like. Didn't matter the fact that you were live with a game.
Yeah, the fact you could like get it up on the internet was sick.
Yeah,
like,
that alone was like, all right, yeah, sick. Everyone's here, but now it's like, bro, unless you're a one person team that looks as if it's a production working behind you with crisp gameplay, thanks to high bandwidth internet, all this kind of stuff. Like, it's
exactly. Harder.
You can thank Dr. Disrespect for that.
Yeah, there's so many prerequisites to having like a successful stream. It's like having a stream is an investment. Whereas with YouTube, you can make anything work on YouTube. Will you get paid for it? Probably not. But
yeah,
will you get exposure? Absolutely.
That's the caveat. What are you trying to do? Because they're both hard to actually like sustain yourself in.
It's true. We'll move on to the next question from Kyle. He says, oh, great. I already know where this is going. Just with the first name. Rob found Bless's video of your stream about the Kyles you knew. Oh, no. Thought it would be hilarious. Naturally, with my name, I get the memes a lot. Got any funny story of those Kyles to share? I just know one Kyle. And I just played Destiny with him a lot. And he was just a Belen, dude. Like, he's just but he didn't like put up with my shit, and I never put up with his. And like, I know his older brother, and we just always butt heads. And Kyle's just suck, except for Kyle Blessing. He's the coolest person. Kyle Blessing is like the god of all like Kyles. All right, he's like.
I just love the end when it's like, isn't Kyle named or isn't Bless named Kyle? It's
yeah, dude. I was like, right as I read that, I was like. that was bad. Like, because Bless is Bless. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's not Kyle. I've never one time ever called him Kyle. Have you guys?
I don't know. Yeah, I was called Bless.
Yeah, so that is my story of why I hate Kyles is because Kyle sucks. The Kyle that I know sucks.
Thank you for that.
I bet you're a cool Kyle, man. I'm not saying all Kyles suck, just like 99% of them.
But you're probably that 1%, so it's cool.
Yeah, 99.9% of Kyle suck. You're probably just the 0.1. We have a question here from Jimmy Dean Rodeo. Says, ever thought about having a special guest on the show? If so, who would be your first pick? That's a good question.
I'll go with Nathan Fillion.
Oh, so we're going like, being kind of realistic.
Well, I thought they said if you could have any special guest,
That's true. If I could have any special... Nathan Fillion, really?
Oh, I loved him before man. Destiny.
Anybody, you go Nathan Fillion?
Dude, what? Yeah,
that or The Rock. Because I think The Rock would also be like...
I'd go Joe Rogan.
Super charismatic.
I think Joe Rogan would be really cool.
So have you ever done acid?
Oh, also, by the way, Spotify, if you guys want to buy us for $100 million,
we'll say here. No, make it $200.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, Joe, we appreciate the steps you're taking for podcasts like us. Thanks, Joe.
Hold on, give me 1 second. I have to answer the door.
Okay. But yeah, Joe Rogan would be super cool to have on the podcast. Because, I mean, who better to have than Joe Rogan?
I mean, true. As far as like a podcast guest, he would certainly know. What to
everything.
Do
everything
yeah although yeah, I don't know, I'd have to do one of those two.
I'd be or like super who's the creator of Pokemon.
I think he's dead, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, Pepe Hands.
I should F- remember his yeah. name, but I can't. Satoshi Tajiri.
Pepe Hands.
He died in 2011.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you got to see Pokemon like explode and stuff. That's awesome. Yeah.
He was 45 when he died. But do you know the whole story about it?
No.
So he was actually on the spectrum. And so one of the... This is like the rough TLDR that I kind of roughly know. If I'm missing some things, but I'll be really broad. So he was on the spectrum and... Part of that is like, you know, sometimes they have like certain fascinations or like doing certain things. And I believe for him, the one thing he really liked, I think it was specifically to like collect butterflies. Mm-hmm. He really liked collecting like butterflies or maybe insects and like cataloging them and all this kind of stuff. And so he wanted to share that love essentially. And so he made up his own monsters where you can collect them all. And so that's where the idea of Pokemon was born.
That is cool. And then Pokemon means like pocket monsters, right? Like that's like what it like.
Although they stopped referring to that. I think they've like Japan themselves to just now call it Pokemon. Because when released, for them it was like pocket monsters. But now it's, I think they just go Pokemon.
Oh, okay. Is Pokemon like normally, like is that like the American name for it? Or
I think it was at first. At least, like again, that was my understanding of it, yeah.
What the West called it.
Yeah. Us dirty Westerners.
Oh, there's a really... Oh, okay. We're almost to it. I'm excited for that question. Oh, wait. No, that question is now, actually. I'm stupid. Emma Nelson asks, what do you guys imagine is inside of a Pokeball?
Oh.
I've always wondered this.
I love... You could probably just do it now. Like, whoever's listening. What do you just Google, like... inside of a Pokeball and just look at all the cool like drawings and illustrations people have made of like imagining what it's like. A lot of them are cool, like little biomes or like little cottages, entire worlds, and it's kind of interesting. You would have to think it's pretty comfortable if they're chill going back in, because they're not like no don't. They're like, all right, yeah, sure, except for Pikachu. So who really knows, maybe Pikachu just didn't like it in there.
Yeah, I don't know, because then like with Pikachu, like look, like Pikachu's just kicking it in that Pokeball, like that, like you can't, it can't be looking like that if Pikachu was not down.
Yeah, he's sitting there chilling with a, it looks like a cozy little hobbit house almost.
Yeah, like I don't know, GameCube. Dude. I hate to say this, but like I imagine it as like just a hollow space that they
just nothing.
There. Yeah, I really floating hate to in say nothing. That. But that's because like I'm unimaginative and I can't like truly think about like, yeah, like this one. Like it's literally like just a Squirtle, like just squished in there.
Imagine they're just like suspended in time. So if that were the case, I'd like to at least believe once they like go that. In there. Yeah, just, yeah, you roughly hear sound, like outside, like, Squirtle. You all rested up, buddy? He's like,
they get back and they're like, oh.
He's trying to run away. Get him. Yeah, no, I would like to think it's nicer than that.
I like how it's imaginative. You're like, I'd like to think they're comfortable in there. Yeah. Like,
I don't want to think I'm throwing them into purgatory, you know? So I guess that's what they kind of do. With all the Pokemon I catch and just put in a PC. They're just stuck there forever. I'd like to think that, like, essentially when I put them in the Pokeball, it's like when Ash Ash would send all of his extra Pokemon essentially to, like, Professor Oak, and he'd take care of them on the farm. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, when they're in the Pokeball, boo, they go to this place. They're taken care of. It's chill. And they're happy both out and inside the Pokeball. But that's obviously...
happy in and out.
That's obviously a perfect world.
Yeah, I would like to think that it's what they would like. Like, you, they get this, like, it's like a room. Like, this size, it's like, oh, like, you just hear, like, Pikachu, Achi, just like, well, gotta go to work. I'll be right back. Right.
I'd like to think it's just, like, that Squirtle's trainer. It's just a punching bag. With that Squirtle trainer's face, he's just sitting like, doo, 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 doo. And he's like, Squirtle, I choose you. And he's like, tries to act chill, like, yeah, dude. So it goes back, it's like, placing bags. Yeah, like, one day I'm gonna rise up. Just wait till I'm Blastoise, boy.
Do we have another time for a question?
All right, rapid fire me.
Oh, okay, Blue. Perfect timing. What do you imagine is inside of a Pokeball?
Probably like a little, like a hotel luxury resort room.
Yeah.
So
like, and the better the Pokeball you get, like the different inside changes. So like,
oh,
so like, so, like, luxury ball is like
Pokeball is like La Quinta Inn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then luxury ball is like Five Seasons or Four Seasons or whatever.
Yes, exactly. That's why you have to care about the ball you put your Pokemon in.
Yeah, like, true. Like, is the Safari Ball like nice and Safari in there? Like. Is the luxury ball like a nice hotel? Like, is the Pokeball just a barren wasteland?
I just assume it's whatever their native or regular habitat is. Because imagine you throw like a water Pokemon, there's no water. But like, imagine just, yeah, their ecosystem, more or less. Like a self-sustaining ecosystem.
So you don't think it's like what I said, Blue? Like, look in the Discord chat. Like, it, that dude's literally like just squished in there.
Like,
no, I see it more like the Pikachu type thing.
No, I told him that's at least what I'd like to think.
Yeah, that's what I hope.
Next question is from Ben Tate. Says, "Hey guys, long time listener, second time writer. Wanted to give you guys a 69 star rating, but I have to take one star away due to Rob not liking Revenge of the Sith. It's not that I don't like it. I just think it's fair.
Yeah,
I just think it's very.
We'll take 68. Yep.
I think it's just not." I think people think it's better than it is because 1 and 2 are so bad. Like, everyone's like, God, this movie's great because, like, 1 and 2 were just so bad before it. What's your most memorable Star Wars moment? Mine is in the battle between Anakin and Obi-Wan. Best fight in Star Wars and really shows how far Anakin has fallen. I would say, I don't know, I have, like, two. Remember, Christian, when we were at... Star Wars.
Oh, and the Leia scene.
Yeah, and she starts flying, and some dude in the back of the theater just goes, "What?"
Like, Rob and I look at each other like, "Like, are we watching? Like, is this real?"
Like, I'll never, like, me and Christian, like, but on cue, just like,
looked like we were in a Marvel movie or something.
It just was like, so weird. So, like, whenever I think of, like, my most memorable Star Wars moment, that's literally what I go to, is, like, just seeing that for the first time. And Christian, without, like, having to point to Christian or, like, touch it, we both at the same time, just, like.
And that was, like, the only time we looked at each other the whole movie, too, but it was just, like, like, you're seeing this, right? Like, I'm not crazy, right?
That's, like, when, like, the Seinfeld music, like, starts playing.
The da 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 da, like the "We'll be right back."
But if I'm going for like my most pog moment, I'd probably say when General Grievous pulls out like six lightsabers. I remember as a kid,
he got done,
I was like,
dirty, dude.
Oh my god, yeah, he got dumped, but it was still sick.
Almost all the villains in each one, They like such cool things just never explored. Except like we talked about, Darth Maul got some justice in like Clone Wars and stuff and outside the universe. But like nobody else did. Just boned.
Yeah.
Especially my boy Grievous.
What about you, Blue? Most memorable Star Wars moment.
My moment hurts so bad because it was like, okay, so it was in Force Awakens, first of all. And it wasn't my moment. It was, I was watching Force Awakens and the theater was popping off, right? And and I just remember seeing this probably like 40-year-old woman with her husband and her little daughter. They're sitting right next to me. And this was like unreal hype for Star Wars because Force Awakens is back, right. A new trilogy. We didn't even think we're ever going to get another one again. So it's hype. And I'm watching this whole movie, and every single time something happens, I can like see in the corner of my eye this just absolutely enthralled 40-year-old mom sitting there so excited. Like something happens and she's like, oh my God. Like she would make like a note. She would like be like, oh, Pogchamp.
Yeah,
like a nerdgasm. And it was just so wholesome because I was like, oh, she's like bringing her daughter, and her daughter gets to experience a whole new trilogy for her generation. And that was my favorite moment because I just remember like, man, like it's like this series affects so many people. Like I can't wait for this trilogy and what happens. And then, well, we know what we got. But I remember that so vividly, and it was like, damn, like that's my goals one day. Because maybe one day we'll get an actually good trilogy and I can bring my kid Peppa Hand.
So yep.
Do you have one, Christian?
It would probably be that. Now you mentioned, like, that's probably one of the biggest ones that, like, stands out.
So funny.
The most Pog moment, though, I still think is when the Star Destroyer gets sliced in half.
By
that scene
Rey?
In general. In that same movie. Where they hyper jump through slice through the Star Destroyer.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought that was sick.
It didn't matter. Rob wasn't like that one.
Like the visual map.
It's just the continuity, bro.
It doesn't matter though. Like the whole, like the, and it's like silent, just, and the whole picture, it was sick.
Sure. Like, yes. But like the idea behind it is absolutely stupid and dumb.
I mean, if we want to go there, why can we even hear anything in space? Okay.
Whatever. I don't care. Yes, the shot was cool, but it makes absolutely no sense and absolutely destroys every sense of that. I hate it.
Well, I like how he just came out and was just like, yeah, I didn't really care about like keeping things. I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
He's like, all right, guys, gonna go make my movie now. this next question from Saul Garcia is for Blue specifically.
Oh,
it says, I know Blue has watched Doctor Who, so I wanted to know about his favorite Doctor or episode. Now, do you stand Doctor Who, or like you've just like have watched it at some point? And
I was pretty big into it. I for a while I was into it. It kind of lost me with the recent stuff a couple years ago. I mean, I think everyone will tell you David Tennant is their favorite Doctor from this generation of Doctor Who, because I mean he's just like he is literally Doctor Who.
David Tennant. I'm about to look him up.
Wait, David Tennant. He's like,
oh yeah, I know who that
literally
is.
Literally the Doctor Who. Like, when someone says Doctor Who, that's the person you think of.
He's from Harry Potter. He was like one of the bad guys in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought when you said Tennant, I thought you said Tennant, and I was like, wait, like the new movie, and I was like, maybe this is some weird play on that dude. Did you guys read where like the actors were even like, yeah, we had no idea what it was about when we were shooting it. Like we still don't know what it's about. Yeah,
that's funny.
And Christopher Nolan's like, don't worry, you'll understand.
As far as my favorite episode, okay, it's been out for a long time, so you can't like nuke me for spoilers. Probably Doomsday. Episode Doomsday. It was the finale for season two. And this was a really tough episode because Rose is like one of the most popular companions to the Doctor of all time, probably the most popular. and there was kind of like some romantic tension kind of between her and the doctor for a long time. So in this episode, it was like this big, it was like this aftermath of this huge battle. And they, you know, obviously they end up saving the day because it's Doctor Who. But Rose and the Doctor end up getting split into two different universes.
No, they can't be.
So they can't. So they just get separated, and it's actually so hard because the actress for Rose was so good, and it was really sad because she's. I just love that episode, dude. It's just so.
Bro, Doctor Who used to be. Tight. Is Doctor Who a superhero or like what is he? And why are there always different doctors?
So they're different doctors. There's not like a great reason for different doctors canonically. It's more so like when the doctor dies, he's reborn into something else.
It's like
it's mostly so they could kind of have that's just how they've always done Doctor Who. Uh-huh. They've kind of like swapped out the actors every now and then to like keep like a fresh take on the doctor.
Like James Bond.
Yeah, but yeah, James Bond, like, okay. Obviously more quickly, you know, they go through doctors.
But the doctor is like the same person every time, but like, it's just a different person.
His general character is not like crazy different each time, but each time they kind of want the actors to do like their own
interpretation. Kind of, okay.
Yeah, their own interpretation of the doctor. So, every time a doctor dies, they get reborn into something else. A different person, and yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's a tight show. It kind of lost me. The writing got like super janky, like when Matt Smith came in. So
was Cumberbatch a doctor?
No, he's known for Sherlock.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he's
also for. A British series, mate.
Yeah,
it's got my British series mixed up there on the BBC on the telly.
The old British series and this not British ad read.
Oh.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool. And I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying Fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Tryfume.com/GG.
And welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast. Rob, hit us with some more sauce.
This seems to be another blue and fruit related question from Nick. He says, seeing as Blue and Fruit have shown interest in Godfall, do you think you will do something with Godfall as you did with Borderlands, a few longer episodes? Seeing as it has a three-person co-op, by the way, I saw a question about the new Clone Wars season. I was just wondering if you could put timestamp in the video so I know when just to skip to avoid spoilers. Disney Plus isn't out yet, but that's okay. So Blue didn't do spoilers.
Yeah, there's no spoiler.
Do you guys like Godfall and will you do something on it? I don't know what that Godfall is.
I mean, if the game's tight, honestly, why not?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on, is it going to be good? Then we'll see. Currently,
what's Godfall?
We talked about it. It's like one of the like PS5 games coming out. It's like that third-person melee combat-looking thing.
Yeah, for sure, if it's dope.
It must be like a hack-and-slash ARPG. It looked cool.
So we only have that little demo they showed, or like super scripted thing. So like, as to what's actually going to be, how it's going to look, how it's going to play, we'll see. Yeah. I'm excited though. So if it is good, yeah, I want to do something on it.
We have a question here from Woe. He says, any plans to play more Mind Knight? I love watching you guys lose your minds.
It's mainly just me.
Dude, Mind Knight is sick. Just because of like friendships get tested in Mind Knight. All right.
I mean, that
is true.
Mind Knight is essentially the rock, paper, scissors we're talking about.
Yeah.
Where we have someone just being like, oh, I'm the hacker. There's no way he's the hacker.
No, you're not.
And then, yep. And it's usually dork. Dork, but I'm the hacker. Like,
well, and it's also like team up on Christian as fast as you can.
Yeah, dude, I'm always fighting so hard, and they're just like, never trust him. Nope, not him.
Dude,
nope. Yeah.
So the reason why everyone is always against you is because you have such an absolute resolve whenever you do stuff, right? And that's fine, but like, you're so absolute in your resolve immediately. It's like such a contrast to like someone like Datto, who is kind of like skeptical and trying to figure stuff out, and is like, okay, maybe this, maybe that, like, he did this, he did that, whereas Fruit is like, oh yeah, well, clearly this dude is trying to fake us out, it's definitely this guy. And when you're so absolute and confident so quickly, it's like, that's sus.
I'm trying to fight for the little man.
You are sus though. Blue's right.
I'll just have to fine. I'll be more aloof next time. I mean, I had to.
It's
be,
not you have to be more aloof. It's just like you're just like you're like you're cut and dry. You're like this person. And it's like whoa, whoa. Well, dude, and then you're putting a lot of commitment on us really quickly.
Well, and then what normally happens is someone will throw me in the first time, and then they'll hack it. So then it's immediately like, we can't trust you. And I'm like, guys, I swear. And it's like, never put him in. And then it's just I'm over there like, oh my god.
So funny.
But yeah, I mean, hopefully.
Mr. Waves asks, with all this extra time we have with everything going on in the world, are there any new hobbies / skills that you have picked up?
Yeah, crying in the shower.
Yeah, sitting down shower. For hours on end.
Yeah, I would like to say I have, but I work the same. Like,
Minecraft.
I don't have any more free time. I wouldn't really say it's like a skill. I mean, it's just more video games. I've got to, like, I guess, use some of my creative juices when I'm doing it, but aside from that, like, my days are still pretty much just as busy as they were pre-quarantine.
My Gunbreaker in Final Fantasy is getting pretty saucy, so I had to have learned the skill.
So I'll have you know.
He also has a follow-up question that says, what do you guys think is the best-looking shiny Pokemon?
Umbreon, easy.
I do like
blue
the
Umbreon,
subtle... Yeah, it's like...
It down.
It's Umbreon, but the rings are blue. Pretty sick. I don't actually know if I have a favorite.
Oh, that's pretty cool, Blue, but it doesn't beat shiny Charizard.
Am I normie
or something for saying
yes.
that?
Absolutely.
No. That's literally the most popular shiny in the history of Pokemon.
Him or Ho-Oh? Or Ho-Oh.
Ho-Oh is pretty tight, yeah.
It's like a white-orange.
I wish I could just see, like, visually the whole Ho-Oh list six. Of them shiny.
Like literally, really cool too.
Like literally, Charizard, Rayquaza, Greninja, like three most popular shinies because they're all just pure, like just black. It looks sick.
Yeah, shiny Rayquaza is definitely sick. You won't see me joke about that. But I don't know. I know a lot of whack ones, but I don't know like
Garchomp's which one I would. Pretty whack one.
What's the wackest shiny?
Garchomp.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Garchomp shiny is like a slight tone difference. You're going to look at shiny Garchomp and you're
wait,
like,
wait, what? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like everything just got like, it's like they just kind of like turned the saturation down. Like that's, yeah. They essentially took the saturation slider and just went, boop, just a little back. That's it.
They did him dirty with that.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of dirty ones. Like the ones where it's literally like, wait, is that shiny? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Like that's the whack ones. So yeah, I can't really see what my favorite one is. Because I don't know them all well enough.
I'd have to literally just go through each one and be like, ooh, that one.
Oh, Pikachu's a pretty bad shiny.
Yeah, Pikachu's whack.
Which awful. Is so weird. That's your mascot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, surprised Pikachu's they haven't. Just orange.
Like, I'm surprised like, they haven't, like, redone his shiny because it's Pikachu. You would think, right? Eevee's shiny's pretty cool.
Eevee's, like, green, right?
I do kind of hate Jolteon shiny, too.
No, Eevee's like, pure white. It's tight.
Like, yeah, like a silver white. Jolteon, though, is kind of gross. Looks like he just threw like up on
like
himself.
A piss green.
Ugh. Yeah. Could be so much cooler.
Oh, Sylveon is such sick shiny, too.
Isn't it blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one is sick. I don't know what mine would be, all right? What do you want from me? I'll be the second normie just because you mentioned it, Rayquaza.
Oh, Rayquaza. I can't hate you because Rayquaza is just a bad bitch.
He do be, though. That do be how it be.
The next question is from N.A. Barry. It says, Rob, how's the weight loss coming? We need an update / weigh-in. How are you feeling? Thanks for asking me about a month and a half into quarantine and not doing anything.
As you say, after everything you showed on his desk. Great
timing. Wow. Talk about great timing there, Ray. Appreciate it. Literally, I have stopped in my tracks. I've started wearing my watch again, though.
Oh, that's good.
I have started to do runs again. I've started my running routine again. I've noticed, Christian, on here, you are at zero, my friend.
I didn't wear it anymore because at first I couldn't do anything. Then once I got my gym back, I didn't do it because Appa chewed through the wristwatch part, like the links or whatever.
This?
Yeah. Like completely chewed through both. So I just have to order a replacement, but I just never have.
Okay.
So I can't wear it.
Pepe hands.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I weigh. I try and avoid that now at this point. once I get, but have you thought about going back to the gym? Like,
I will. Are you like next year?
Okay, so when you it's are like not going for a long time.
Super clear. Yeah. I mean, thankfully I have my home gym, so I don't desperately need it. I mean, I'm missing out on some stuff, and I won't be able to do some stuff. But like. Unless
you
until
got, you
they
got your fundamentals,
yeah. Like,
dude, speaking of which, Claire went out today, because she had to go. Like her wedding dress had gotten like some tailoring done, so she had to go pick it up. And our city has like opened up to where it's supposed to be like 50% capacity, which is stupid mm-hmm. in the first place. But they did that. And she was going out saying, "No one's wearing masks. No one's social distancing. Like the tables and stuff at the restaurants aren't like even." Like spread out, everyone's close to each other. It's all, and it's like all this is going to do is make sure we're just going to go right back to where we were.
Yeah, isn't Colorado having a pretty bad day right now?
I don't know exactly.
I think our cases have only gone up like 20%, which is like,
but
not good. But it's like stable.
I'm saying, watch 2 weeks, about 2 weeks after that whole Memorial Day stuff, where everyone mm-hmm. was just like, mm-hmm. yeah, let's just go freaking. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I can and just wear a mask and
I'll be
do
chilling in my
doing
house.
The best that I can. My thing is, like, I don't get why people are upset at people who do decide to wear a mask, you know? Like,
it literally doesn't affect me.
If anything, I'm helping you.
Yeah, like, that is what I don't understand. If you have like a problem with somebody wearing a mask, you're an idiot. I'm sorry.
I mean, this country has a pretty big problem of butting into things that don't affect them at all, so there's no reason to get mad if I'm wearing a mask. It's astounding to me that people are like, take it off. It's like, no.
Like, I'm not going to serve you if you wear a mask.
Yeah, like your right to not wear a mask is just as valid as my right to wear a mask. So, like, step off, ho.
Yeah. Next question is from Barry again. Says, who is your celebrity crush? Mine is Emily Blunt, John Krasinski's wife.
That's a good one.
She's a great actress. I love her British accent. She's funny. She's smart. She's an activist. She's great. I love
Thanks
her.
Thanks for yoinking that for me, Rob. I appreciate you.
Oh, you love Emily Blunt too? Oh, go us.
Dude, I just have like a crush on their entire relationship. Like, that's literally goals, dude.
Uh-huh. Emily Blunt is gorgeous. She's awesome. And then her and John Krasinski are also just cute as shit. Like,
that's
I'm saying,
dude. Yeah,
they're awesome.
I hate it.
Yeah.
And it makes me sick.
It's just a reminder. I'm never going to have something like that. It's the worst. Like, that's like literally the perfect like relationship between two people. I hate it. It's the worst. God, it's not being so perfect.
Just Jesus, like, come on. I haven't really thought about mine. Like, I haven't really thought about a crush in a while. But I know when I was younger, it was Jessica Alba.
That's such a normie pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very normie.
She's attractive. What do you want?
Very like
it's a
like
celebrity crush.
Going through like, puberty in middle school.
Yeah, it's like a celebrity crush. They're all normie. What do you mean?
No, I feel like Emily Blunt is a very gorgeous and like.
I feel like that's a lot more popular than you think.
Like, you know. But whatever. Bernardo Cardoso asks, when did y'all decide to be content creators / streamers? What were you doing before and how was the transition?
Big still haven't decided yet. So.
So I'll get back to you.
I was at a movie theater and like I was watching a stream and this was like, I think the take, like we had probably been like 6 months into the Dream Team at that point. And I was like working at a movie theater.
Yeah, you'd only been there like a week, right?
Yeah.
I
was just like, I'm not doing this anymore. And then I just streamed from like my PS4 for like the next like 3 months. And then saved up for a PC and then started streaming from the PC. And yeah.
Full time, I mean, I technically didn't go full time. I was still did part time college, trying to make it work for a while. It was my junior year when I was like, all right, I can't do both. I hate school. I'm making enough that I can make this my job. So there you go.
Do you remember like what video it was you were making? You were like, I'm dropping out, or like what moment it was you're like, I'm done. Like,
not really. Well, more or less it was, so I was doing part time. So I was like minimum credit threshold. And I was,
which was like, I think what, 12. So it was like, yeah, four like 12 classes, credits. Maybe.
Yeah. Four. And one of them was like this business class I had to take. And I was sitting there and this guy was trying to explain to me like finances and income and all this kind of stuff. And he was trying to like, you know, teach us on like how to start a successful business or whatever. And I'm sitting here like, this dude's trying to, I'm already doing this. What am I doing right now? I might as well just go, I'm not learning anything. I hate school anyway. And then, so that's when I was like, all right, this will just be my last semester. So I finished it out. And then that was it. But it was one of those moments where it's like, wait a minute. I'm already doing that.
Yeah.
So I should just do
I'm
that.
I'm doing this.
I should just do that. So I did.
We'll move on to AJ Kelly here. I don't know what this is. So it says, Mr. Fruit, I have a challenge for you, but no like question. Yeah. Okay. Got one for each of you. Rob, if Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers and it was pecked by pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked, then how many were in pecked in pickled pepper Peter Piper picked? And then, I don't know, seven. Blue, you have to eat one specific food item made the exact same way every time for a month. What do you pick?
Dude, that's what?
I could actually answer that. It came to me really easy.
I have to think about this rationally. Like, if I eat like something bad for the whole month, I'm gonna literally like get the worst diarrhea of all time.
Chipotle burrito bowl every time.
Dude, that's, I mean, that's pretty,
it's a staple. It hits like everything you need.
What did
you
say?
Yeah, but
Chipotle burrito bowl.
I mean, that's good, but like, you know, it does hit a lot, right? Like you could put a lot in that, but
and I don't never gotten sick of it, so I think I could do a month of that, because that's the other thing too.
You
is
get
it,
carbs, you get protein, you get some
that's
veggies.
The other thing is like I'd like to say like I love pasta, but man, in about 4 days, I'm going to hate pasta.
You would get malnourished by eating 30 days of pasta.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Burrito bowl is a really good one. But like, probably burrito bowl. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Join the gang.
Like, it just covers everything. Like I just need to, like, if I'm doing the burrito bowl, I need to like not get like cheese and like sour cream. You know, I need to just go like straight, like the beans, the protein, the rice.
I respect it.
And then you wouldn't get malnourished by the end of that. You'd be pretty, no. Pretty solid.
And then we have
Chipotle. Hit us up with those celebrity cards.
Fruit.
Corn, I'll do it. Yeah. Hey, give me a celebrity card. I'll do that. I'll do the challenge.
I would too. Fruit, ever consider picking up a Digimon game to give them a shot? I think you would really enjoy Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth. Yeah.
I played Digimon game back on the PS1. That was pretty sick. That was about it.
There's still Digimon games? Oh, it's on the PS4. It's a 9 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's showing their love.
I can't say I've like ever looked at recent Digimon games. Is this like the most recent one?
I guess. Like March 12, 2015.
It's a popular one. It's probably one of the most popular Digimon games, if not the most popular one.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's on Steam.
I mean, what do you know?
Why don't you do a Nuzlocke?
I don't know if it works like that. Bakugan.
Digimon battles work the same as Pokemon battles?
No, the
no idea.
Oh yeah, look. Like this just came out like October 2019. Like little Digimon game. It looks pretty cool.
The one I played, I forget what it was, but you had like a little overworld. And you were a Digimon, but you were originally a human, but you got like stuck as a Digimon in this world and you were like trying to escape or like find your way out. I don't remember what it was, but it's pretty dope. Maybe I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Looks interesting. Jelly is asking, what is your favorite smell and do you have a memory associated with it? One of my favorite smells is like after it rains, you know what I'm talking about? And like, that just reminds me of like golfing. I don't know why, but like, I love, like whenever I go golfing, sometimes it rains and I love that smell. It's like, ooh, I'm golfing.
Digimon World 3. That was it.
Oh, that's what you played.
Yeah. I think that and 2. I looked them up. Those are my jam. So anyway, sorry. Figured out.
You're good.
I'm not sure. I mean, the rain smells is up there.
I've got two definitive ones while you think about that. Rain and a freshly mopped floor that just got mopped with Fabuloso lavender.
Wait, that's oddly
specific.
You're like, that's a little weird. No, Fabuloso lavender right after you just mopped a good floor. Ugh.
For me, it was like Pledge. Because that's that, like the lemon scent. My mom would always like wipe and clean with that. You'd always smell that, but but that rain. Obviously, I love rain.
Rain, freshly mopped floor with Fabuloso lavender.
Do you like the smell of a cigarette, Christian? Because of your dream,
no.
Is that just like
it's disgusting? I do. Oh, I do kind of like gasoline.
That's what I was going to say. There's an oddly therapeutic smell to gasoline. Yeah.
I like the smell of skunk. Is that weird?
Well, that's because we know why.
Well, no. Even like before, like I was like...
It's because you're a skunk.
But like, even like when I was like a kid, like it would like drive over a dead skunk on the road. You'd be like, ew. I'd be like, yeah, ew.
Yeah, I was like... Yeah.
I was that's pretty gross.
But I've heard like there is something to this gasoline. Like apparently, like in certain people, some people are like that's weird. But apparently, it's very common for some people to be like, I like gasoline.
I like gasoline too.
And I'm not sitting there like snorting it, but like you kind of get a whiff, and it's not like ugh. It's
I like Sharpie too.
Yeah, it's oddly pleasant. Sharpie is god tier.
Yeah, dude. I like Sharpie. I also like when you like when like the sound of an Expo marker going down a whiteboard.
It's it's squeaky but still kind of smooth.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
A brand new book.
Ooh. Those I hate books, but that is great. A good feeling. A
brand new book.
That or like when I open Pokemon cards. Like that smell.
Dude.
Chris, yeah, like, are you smelling your cards? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, like a card pack. You two had the same smell.
Yeah. That after
Jesus Christ.
Brings me back immediately.
I also love the smell of hand sanitizer. I know, like, I do love that shit.
Chris asks, do you guys have a food that isn't your favorite, but you love it because it brings you back to your childhood, like in Ratatouille? Do you have a Ratatouille?
Mac and cheese for me. I guess for me, it's not my favorite. I still love mac and cheese, but as a kid, that was like the first thing my mom taught me how to make homemade. And I would just make it all the time. So mac and cheese is it for me.
For me,
no, you're good.
Probably Top Ramen with Frank's Red Hot. Because
interesting.
Yeah, because
interesting.
My dad didn't cook and my mom rarely did. So it's usually just like fast food or like hamburger helper and stuff. So it was never anything I really enjoyed. Yeah. But then when I had to like cook for myself, they'd work really late. So like middle school, high school, I lived off chicken top ramen, except you'd only do like half the seasoning or it could be beef. And then you just drench that in Red Hot. And it was like this perfect combo. I could just slurp that down all the time. And it was the only thing I could make, so...
You know what I've dabbled in lately is in the ramyun. I don't know if you guys have ever tried the Shin Ramyuns that I recommend.
We actually have some in the pantry right now. Yeah.
You know what is so good with ramen? That ramen is a slice of American cheese. I shit you not.
Really?
And I'm not talking like a real slice of American cheese. I'm talking like that processed Kraft mac and cheese.
Like that gross, like
byproduct. See, but you think that's gross, but no, you drop that in there, it's like creamy ramen. Oh, okay, Rob, go on. What were you gonna say?
I guess mine would be like chicken sandwiches. My dad would take like a rotisserie chicken and just like take the chicken off there and just throw like mayonnaise and mustard on it and then just throw it on like sourdough bread. So
your dad,
but
also,
it's like nothing.
So your dad also makes prison food like my dad.
Yes, yes,
prison food.
Yeah, dude, you're not wrong.
That is the thing about every single like Latin dad. They make prison food, dude.
There has to be something to that, because the few times my dad had to take care of dinner, it'd be like rotisserie chicken from the grocery store, and then while he was at it, if he could just find like janky mashed potatoes they have, that was always dinner. That was it. Just was rotisserie dinner. Chicken and that, he'd just bring it home, put it on a thing, like, there's your dinner.
Dad thing then, like my dad would make prison food. I'd be like. Like, he would, like, dude, I don't know. Like, he'll just throw stuff in, a pot or a skillet. He'll just throw shit in, like, no care in the world. And he'll be like, yeah, this is good. And I'm like, this is awful.
We have two more questions. Nicholas asks, which pretty much forgotten video game franchise would you pick up for a reboot, remake, sequel on the next gen?
Sly Cooper.
I would love that. I was just about to say either that or Jack and Daxter. I think Jack and Daxter would be really sick.
I was actually thinking of Sly Cooper like 2 days ago. I was like, man, I want a new Sly Cooper.
That'd but be are those like games dead though? Like, you but, know,
I mean, we
like,
haven't gotten anything since. I don't think we've gotten Jack and Daxter anything since Jack and Daxter 3.
What would you consider those games? Like a platformer,
like action adventure, maybe, or like platforming.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't see many of those games anymore.
But then Jack and Daxter got kind of weird at the end, though. They had that one game where, like, Jack was, like, super Jack. It was weird. I don't know.
Jacked and Daxter?
Yeah, it was really like that.
What would you do, Blue?
Oh.
Honestly, man, I've already gotten my remakes because Pokemon does it all the time.
I mean, that's true.
My answer would have been Yellow, and I mean,
but they said like forgotten franchises. Pokemon
forgotten. Okay, forgotten franchises. Dude.
Yeah, forgotten.
They're forgotten. I can't even think of them.
Well, that's what I thought at first, but then immediately it came. I thought of Sly Cooper. So.
Yeah.
I don't even think I ever played a Sly Cooper. They just looked cool.
They were fun.
Oh, there was a Cell Damage. Did you guys ever play Cell Damage? It was like this like vehicle carnage game where you would like drive around and like you just did like damage to other people. That game was so fun. I loved Cell Damage.
Oh,
I want that. I changed mine from Jak and Dexter. I want Cell Damage.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's so fun. Cell Damage was really, really cool.
Came out 2002.
Yeah, you would drive around and like it was almost like Mario Kart, but then it was like kind of edgy, like they said bad words and stuff.
Ooh.
Like it was a really fun game. I really, really liked it a lot. I guess it's on the Nintendo Switch nowadays. I wonder if you could play like online games and stuff.
Okay, you know what game I remember? That I remember playing as a kid, it's definitely forgotten by this point, is this game called Spy Hunter. And it was like this car game. I used to love car games back in the day. It was like this spy car, like a gadget car game, where each level you got like a different gadget that you had to use effectively, like clear the level. So you get like rockets or something, or like a jetpack on your car. It was pretty tight.
Well, certainly forgotten about. I never heard of it. I never heard about Cell Damage either. I guess mine was more of a normie pick.
Santos Jacko asking what
I thought of something. Advanced Wars. Miss those.
Advanced Wars?
Yeah.
What is
always
that?
Thought they'd make more.
Surprised they didn't.
Yeah, recently someone tried to make like a spiritual successor called like Wargroove. But yeah, Advanced Wars was like this really cool turn based war unit management thing, but like there's like powers and captains and the story, and it's really cool. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, it came out in 2001, September 10th, 2001.
Well, then they came out with one on the DS, and I think that was the last one. Yeah, Advanced Wars Dual Strike, June 23rd, 2005, and I think that's the last one. Pretty sure. I mean, if not, then I gotta play it.
Last question is, everyone has a guilty pleasure movie that they know is so bad, but you love it anyways. So my question is, what is your guilty pleasure movie? His is Batman Forever. Guilty pleasure. See,
I don't think I have one.
I don't either, because when a movie sucks, normally I'm like, this sucks. Like, I don't want to watch it again.
Well, the thing is, even if I like a movie, I don't rewatch it. So
yeah, it's weird. I always watch a movie. I always rewatch stuff.
I guess I don't really have a guilty pleasure movie.
A movie that I know is bad, but I watch it. Maybe like Big Fat Liar, I guess, but I don't watch that a lot. But I know it's a bad movie, but it's like... Or like any Disney any like Disney Channel original movie, like Brink or like Johnny Tsunami. Like those movies are trash, but they're like my guilty pleasure movies, I guess.
Do you
have any blue?
Honestly, so you know America.
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever we would do those old Disney movies, those are definitely guilty pleasures for me.
Yeah.
Like there's one I remember when I was a kid. It was the one with what's that dude's name? Corbin something. It was like this jump rope movie.
Yeah.
Gotta kick it up or
something like that. I remember that one. That one was dope. And then pretty much all the High School Musicals.
Jump in.
Yeah. Those were guilty pleasures. And dude, America loves those movies, dude. Like, he is into that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not into it like he is, but like when I watch those, I'm like, damn, this shit popped off when I was a kid. This shit went kind of hard, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
And that'll do it for the questions. We don't have any more.
Well, look at us. Hey, look at
that
us.
That was perfect timing.
Who would have thought, huh?
Who? Look at us.
We went through it all. Well, wide range of questions. Ranging from this
Patreon
to that.
Thank you, Patreon stands, for the questions.
We appreciate you. We love you.
We're going to try and do this like every last episode of like the nines. Like, so the next time we'll do this is what? Episode 49, I guess. That we'll answer every single one of the Patreon questions.
That would be that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll see if they can come up with new questions.
Nope. There's no more questions left. They've asked every question possible.
That's it. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the 39th episode. We're headed into our 40s. How exciting. It's been a while, though. Look at that. We're coming up on a year here soon.
We're about to have kids in, like, middle school. That's what 40 means.
So with that, thank you very much for watching. Thank you to our Patreon stands for supporting us. Thank you to the audio listeners, the video watchers, whether or not that's on the main channel or possibly the new channel. I don't know yet. We love you. Rob, where can these fine people find you?
Everywhere at twitch.tv/mymrfruit.
And Blue, where can they find you?
You guys can find me everywhere at Blue Weslow.
And they can find me over at Robbie V. Anywhere. Nice. Those handles. So with that said, you have yourselves a fantastic week and stay safe. Continue to wash your hands. Wearing a mask is not lame. We love you all. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.